You know, when Cheryl was having that dream that night, when she had the dream that she was going to marry me, her pastor, she woke up rebuking the devil. She thought that was the devil. It turned out not to be the devil. It turned out to be God. Isn't that amazing? You know, but you see how God speaks to us in dreams and visions. And He's trying to get our attention. Then look what He says. With deep sleep, or when deep sleep falls on people, as they lie in their beds, He whispers in their ear. Now I'm in Job 33 is where I'm at, in case you don't know. And Job 33, verse 16, He whispers in their ear and terrifies them with warning. Isn't that amazing? He don't want you to be sick. He don't want you to be devastated. He wants you to walk in abundant life. That's what the King wants. I mean, if you had a child, you wouldn't want them. If you knew that 20 steps right out there in front of you, there was a 3-foot-wide chasm, that if you're walking across the ground at night and that thing's 500 foot deep and you had a child walking that way, wouldn't you at least warn him? Son, don't go that direction. Just a little ways out there. I mean, I've been here in the daytime. There's a great big chasm out there. It thing's 3 or 4 feet wide and it's 500 feet deep. Don't go out there without a light. You know. Don't, oh, Daddy, you know what you're talking about. This is all level ground. There ain't nothing out here. I'm telling you, son, there's a big hole out there. Don't go out there. Okay, so you come over here and you go in the house. And the little boy comes back outside and he said, Dad, I don't know what he's talking about. I'm going to run across there anyway. Now, I know none of you young boys ever been that stupid. I got a feeling all of us young boys have been that stupid. Dad tells us what not to do, but how Dad, he don't know nothing. He's an old fogey. Don't go out and drink and drive, son. You could possibly hurt somebody or get killed. Oh, Dad don't know what he's talking about. He just don't want me to have fun. Do we know that? How many young boys don't listen? How many young boys and girls have I been to the rehab institutions and sat there with them after they didn't listen and listened to them say, bodies tore up, mangled, arms broken, hardly could talk, and say, if I just could live that life, that night over. If I could just live that night over. See, we had been warned, hadn't we? God is warning us, and He's telling us what to do, and we're not listening. The average church members, like I was, we didn't listen to God speaking to us. We didn't know He spoke to us. We didn't know the thoughts that come to us. So, don't do this. Don't do that. We didn't realize that was God. We thought that was just a thought. I mean, that thought don't want me to have fun. You know, don't smoke that cigarette. They'll lead to death. Ah, you don't know what you're talking about. Son, don't go out and smoke. That stuff's hard on you. It costs money. It makes you stink. You know, it'll do all kinds of things. You know, don't do it. Ah, Dad, he don't want me to have no fun. My friends all say it's great. Dad don't know what he's talking about. And so one day, years later, after you smoke for 20 or 30 years, and they bring you to a healing school after surgery, lungs burn up, cancer of the lungs, and now you want God to heal you. Wow. Isn't that amazing? He told you just first not to do it, but you didn't listen. So that's what this is telling us right here, isn't it? He terrifies us with warnings. He makes them turn from doing wrong. He keeps them from pride. What is one of the greatest devastating things today? Pride will make you sick. Pride will kill you. It'll take you out early. It will shorten your life. If you're not willing to humble yourself before God and come to Him, hey, you can die real early. Real early. He protects them from the grave. Now, God's doing all this. From crossing over the river of death. Now, I wonder how many times that He spoke to lots of us and we didn't listen. And many are dead because they didn't listen. The other day I was thinking, as they sent me an email, they would like to have, for our little class of 25 people or whatever we had, they want to have a 50th class reunion. And the man that sent me the email told me the ones that he already knows out of our class that are deceased. And I think about one of those men. He was one of the class favorites. Tall, slim, good-looking young man. Played football, quarterback star. But he got off into drugs and sex after he got married. And guess where he's at today? He's one of those that's deceased. He's not here. Will drugs kill you? It did him at a very young age. I don't think he was even in his 40s when he died. But see, he didn't have to take them drugs, did he? It was a choice. But they killed him. His sin killed him. Do you think God was talking to him, trying to save him from the grave? Yeah, he wasn't listening. He wasn't listening. Or God disciplines people with pain on their sick beds. What? Or God disciplines people with pain on their sick beds? Who's doing this? Who's doing this? God? You reckon he's in charge? Reckon he's the boss of the universe? You reckon anything catches a king by surprise? No. Or God disciplines people with pain on their sick beds, with ceaseless aching in their bones, and they lose their appetite for even the most delicious food. Their flesh wastes away, and their bones stick out. They are at death's door. You know anybody like that? Hospital's full of them.
Sounds like cancer.
Sounds like cancer to me. Now, what had he done all the way down through? He started speaking to them. He spoke to them again and again, and they didn't listen. And then he spoke to them in dreams and visions, and they didn't listen. So now then, when they don't listen, then he disciplines people with pain on their sick beds. Now, how many of you want to go there? Oh, you don't want to go there, do you, son? I can see the terror in your eyes. I'm just like you. I don't want to go there either. I want to listen. Now look what the good news is. Forces that after they are at death's door, the angel of death waits for them. He's waiting for you to die. Now then, that angel of death is going to take you one of two places. Heaven or hell. One of two places. But if a messenger or an angel from heaven appears, a special messenger, to intercede for a person. Now then, do we have anybody like that today? And declare that he is upright, he will be gracious and say, rescue him from the grave. For I have found a ransom for his life. Then his body will become as healthy as a child's. Oh, do we like that? Then his body will become as healthy as a child's, firm and youthful again. That's good news, isn't it? Is that good news? That's great news. But now let me tell you what. Why do we go through this? Why do we go through the pain and suffering and sickness in our bones? Why do we go through that? Why do we not hear up front? Well, I want you to turn to another scripture. I want you to turn to James chapter 5. And I want to show you the graciousness and mercy of God under the new covenant. And that was under the old covenant. God would even hear, and if you could find an intercessor. Somebody that would pay the price. Now I want you to go to James 5. And I'm going to start at verse 16 of James 5. What does the very first statement in James 5:16 say? Confess your sins or your faults. Is that what it says? Do you reckon it's important to confess your sins if you want to be healed? Well, is that what the Scripture says? Confess your sins or confess your faults to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Now, what if you don't confess your sin? I ain't going to confess my sin. I don't want you to know what I've done. Well, God said, that's okay. You can die if you want to. You know, if that sickness has come upon your body, if you're not willing to confess your sins one to another, say, Lord, I've sinned. He said, that's okay. You can go ahead and die. But if you do it my way, and how many of you know this book is His way? He don't care what you and me say as preachers. He could care less. As long as my words is not His words, He don't honor my words. But when your words and my words are His words, then He honors His word. He tells us in Jeremiah 1:12, He watches over His word. He is ready to perform His word. So, if you want to be healed, He says there, confess your sins. Now then, if you confess your sins, what does it mean? Repent and turn from your wicked ways. It don't mean come in on Sunday morning and come to the altar crying and telling God how sorry you were that you went out last week and got drunk four times. Lord, I'm so sorry. He said, okay, I'll forgive you. But Sunday afternoon after church, you say to one of the guys, hey, I've had a bad week this week. Let's go stop by the bar and let's get wiped out tonight. God will forgive us. He understands. Oh, by the way, we might take one or two of them girls home with us too, you know. I mean, He understands. He forgives us. You know, we're Christian. We're saved by grace. Yeah, we're not perfect. We try to justify our sin, don't we? And we have no idea what we're doing. You know what? Those people do that, and then they come down sick.
Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. If the teaching you've just heard, if you would like that in its entirety, if you would call our ministry at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can also order all of our entire teachings, which we have hundreds of them, on the website at tlsm.org. www.tlm.org. tlsm.org. And there you can go to the free teachings. You can order whatever you want. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.